Welcome to the Health in the Real World podcast. Another episode today. Today we're going to dive into the practical aspects of achieving a healthy, purposeful life. I'm your host, Chris Janke. And today's episode is a deep dive into the power of intentional living called Living with Purpose. Today's guest is Barbara Walsh. Barbara is a repeat guest, so happy to have her back today.
Hello.
Welcome, Barbara. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
For those people who didn't see the first episode, give us an introduction of who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I became a board certified master health coach. Actually, going on probably 7 years ago, when I overcame breast cancer naturally without surgery, radiation, or chemo. And that was the impetus for me wanting to just help more people to discover the power that we actually all have within us to make some positive changes that really impact our health in amazing ways. And so for the past 8 years, I'm cancer-free, and I just help women to take control of their health.
That's awesome. We've had a few guests recently with overcoming cancer stories, so it's very inspiring. Let's nail down these terms. How do you define living with purpose, especially in the context of overall health and well-being?
I guess for me, it's understanding that we all have a purpose with our lives, you know, and how we choose to live it is really impacts everything that we do. From the standpoint of being a woman, I have a purpose of being there for my family, being there for my son, who is actually a grown man now, but I still want to be there for him. And more than that, my experience, even though it was kind of like the last thing I wanted to do, it's given me the purpose to want to help more people so that they don't have to go through what I went through.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so your health coaching is designed toward, more like lifestyle choices, things like that. What specifically do you help people with? It's more preventative or?
Well, I actually work with people who have been diagnosed with different types of cancers. I work with women who have been diagnosed with different stages of breast cancer. And so I help them to rebuild if they're going through conventional treatment. I help them to reestablish their immune system, which really takes a devastating hit when you go through conventional treatment. And then I help them to create an anti-cancer lifestyle so that way they don't have to worry about recurrence. On the flip side of that, I love working with all women, and I especially love working with women who are like, you know, in their pre-cancer, you know, and I know it's kind of a tough thing because most people don't think they need help until they have a problem. Yeah. But honestly, I mean, if you can make some positive changes now, you can avoid having to have those problems later on down the road.
Right, right. Very, very lifestyle dependent. That's great. That's great. That specific form of coaching. Can you share a personal experience where kind of discovering or maybe rediscovering your purpose and how that impacted your lifestyle choices and your healthy habits?
Well, probably the biggest story that I have that impacted my lifestyle habits was actually facing breast cancer. You know, I never really expected myself to be diagnosed. And I didn't realize that I was ever really at that great of a risk because I didn't have a family history. But once I was facing that, it became kind of a wake-up call for me. And it actually became something that changed my life for the better because it gave me the opportunity to, you know, take a look at what was I doing? What was I eating? How did this happen? And then taking proactive steps to support my body's own ability to heal naturally from that disease. I can't hear you, Chris.
I'm sorry. It muted for some reason. I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties here today. how long ago did that happen?
That was 8 years ago. Yeah, okay. 8 years ago.
And then so it was almost immediately after that where you became a health coach and started taking your successes and helping other people achieve similar results?
Yeah, well, that actually became my new purpose, honestly, in my life, because prior to that, I mean, I have a background in art. I was a professional graphic designer for as long as I can remember. So art was always my thing. And it never occurred to me that I would ever be in a field where, number one, that I'd be doing anything that has anything to do with nutrition, because if anybody knows me from BC before cancer, I was not a poster child for healthy anything. And if anyone had told me then what I would be doing today, I would have laughed right in their face, because I would have said, no way am I going to do that. But, you know, it's so impactful, because even though breast cancer is a super scary thing, and you feel completely out of control, it's amazing how empowering it is to learn that your body has this amazing capacity to heal, and that we have an amazing capacity to support that process.
Right, right. And you mentioned purpose, and you mentioned after that experience, kind of finding your purpose through, you know, through struggle, right?
Yeah.
There are so many people who struggle with that, and they struggle with finding their purpose, you know, in the first place. What advice would you give to somebody on their journey to discovering and embracing a meaningful life? And what I would add to that question is, how do you find your purpose without having to go through a really, really intense battle? Or can you find your purpose without having to go through that?
Wow, that's a very deep question.
There's 300. All right, that'll give you about 20 minutes to...
I know, that's its own episode, honestly.
I know, there's an episode right there. Sorry, I just overloaded you. Let's see how you do. Ready, set, go.
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. I mean, I think... purpose is a tricky thing, especially in our world today, because there's a lot of hopelessness out there. And I think there's been a lot of isolation out there ever since the pandemic. And so I think it's harder for people to just say, I know exactly what my purpose is. On the other side of that, though, I think that all of those types of circumstances, while they're not a devastating type of medical diagnosis that's going to change your life, I think those types of situations that we have all been through collectively help us to see that there's a lot more out there than, just what's in our immediate surroundings. And I think that knowing that even now, like, this is a whole other side note, but like ever since the pandemic, there's been this big surge in like mental health issues and people struggling with depression and suicidal tendencies and things like that. When you kind of think beyond yourself, you can kind of see that people are looking for connection. People are looking for answers in some way. And they're looking for direction. So I think if we can think outside of ourselves more, even though that's hard to do, I was never one to do that before. But if we can do that, I think that we can see that there's something more for us out there, and that, you know, we are all designed to have a purpose for our lives, for sure. And we can definitely help other people in so many ways. I think that's the biggest picture, the biggest shift, the biggest mindset shift is, you know, realizing that we are created with a purpose just from the fact that we are even here, right? You know, and that if we can think bigger than where we are now, I think it's easier to get on that path and maybe see what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And it is definitely not easy to start thinking bigger, but which is maybe why when so many people will go through a huge experience, like your battle with cancer, and that sort of helps you to think bigger, because all of a sudden the stakes are so much higher, right? Maybe a little bit harder to do without that big experience, whether it's like a good experience or a bad experience, as we label them. But yeah, it's very interesting. I agree with you about, you know, collectively we went through this very hard experience for several years, right? And still sort of experiencing the effects of that. Mm-hmm. And that can be a way to reinvent ourselves, right? We can figure out a way to get bigger.
Sure. Yeah. I think the other side of that too is that people are, every one of us you know, is created so divinely with amazing giftings inside of ourselves, you know. And I think that it's a little tough to sort of recognize those things, but if you can recognize whatever giftings God's already put in you, I think that that sets you on a pathway to be able to see what the purpose for your life really is, for sure. Mm.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. We're all, you know, I have four kids and each of them came out very different. The whole nature versus nurture argument, there's a lot to be said about nature. They just came out. I mean, my 12-year-old's exactly like he was when he was born. And, you know, and the 9-year-old, they have their personalities. And my mom says the same thing about my brother and myself. You know, I got the gift of gab, which is why I like doing this podcast. And my brother, I'll send my brother a one paragraph text and he'll send me back a one word answer. And I'm like, that's it. But he is amazing at numbers, like data science, analytics, all that, which just goes right over my head. So I think we all have our gifts and abilities. We need to know how to leverage those for the benefit of others, like you said. For you personally, you know, you kind of have an idea of what your purpose is. Are there any daily rituals or daily actions that you do that help you kind of perpetuate that and help leverage your skills in a way, like meditation or, you know, anything like that, that you do on a daily basis or weekly basis?
Yeah, actually. I'm a Christian, so I pray. That's my meditation. I pray, I read the Word of God, and that's the thing that keeps me grounded and it keeps me hopeful. And also it helps to, when I spend that time with God, for me, it imparts to me a lot of wisdom and direction that I need for every single day. And I think as I tap into that, that helps to reinforce for me what my new purpose has become, you know. And I think back, you know, when I was in college and all that, and I was young and I was, you know, my goal was to become a professional graphic designer. And I was in working in New York and stuff like that. And that was like the coolest thing ever. And it still was a cool experience. But when I look back on that, it had very little to do with, you know, helping people, other than maybe putting out a message somewhere. It didn't have anything to do with helping people. Mm-hmm. And now, as I work with people and I see them like turn a corner, or I see them understand new concepts that actually are so impactful for their health. I mean, I've seen people, they make some changes and then their blood pressure goes down, their cholesterol levels go down, they lose weight, they get energy, great. You know, they come out of the pre-diabetes range. So then they don't, you know what I mean? They're not on the slippery slope down to something that becomes a chronic illness that's very difficult to manage and has other consequences if it continues to progress. Wow. And when you work with people and you see that, there's nothing better than seeing someone experience that. And to be a part of that, that's an honor. It's truly an honor, for sure.
That's great. What would you say your motivation was back in the graphic design days? Was it more...
I think I just wanted to do something creative. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I can't say it was bad. And at that time, it was actually really a blessing to be able to do something I love doing and make money at it. I mean, you know, but what better thing was that?
Very, very rewarding and fulfilling in itself as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To be able to express myself creatively, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's so interesting how that sort of evolved it's deepened as you've gotten more into this new career, and it sort of takes on like a new characteristic of itself. And I think that just happens naturally with maturity and, you know, different experiences. So I think it's a great, great progression, great story there. Nice. I had another question, but it's weird. It's like these questions I wrote, it's almost like we answered them naturally, you know, organically. Yeah. So I'll just ask it and let's see where it goes from here. But in what ways do you believe that living with purpose influences mental and emotional well-being?
So, oh my gosh. Huge.
Huge, right?
It's so huge because, you know, I think that when you are living with purpose and you're doing something that, in my opinion, you know, when you're doing something outside of yourself and you're sowing into people's lives, you're giving into people's lives, and you're helping them to be better in some way, shape, or form, that's a gift. And you know what? The Bible says you're more blessed if you give than you receive. But the coolest thing about it is as you give, you actually get it back.
Yeah.
It's like the coolest thing ever, you know? And I think that sort of a selfless approach, and I hate to say it that way, because I'm not touting my own horn or tooting my own horn saying, oh, look how selfless I am. But by taking a more selfless approach and focusing your attention on helping other people, I think it helps you to not get so bogged down in your own, possibly having negative thought cycles about yourself because you're so focused on yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that if you can embrace that purpose and kind of step into it, even though that could be scary, especially if it's different than stuff that you've ever done before, like me, you know, if once you do that, the focus comes off yourself. You put the focus on other people. And as you give into other people's lives, it comes back to you while you're working with them or while you're helping them. And then even after the fact too. And it's such a rewarding feeling that it's like you've given somebody an amazing gift. And just knowing that, you feel like you have received a great gift in return.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. This just occurred to me as you were talking. It's almost like, you're very much boxing yourself in when you're just thinking about yourself. And it's not that doing something for yourself is wrong, because we are human, you know, just like the rest of society. If you're going to help somebody else, you could also help yourself, but it's just that it's very small, right? So if you start thinking about more people, we're broadening up who we're helping, and we start to think at a higher level. We start to think more like, I don't know if this is true or not, but more like God would think, right? Like big, like nobody's right or wrong, guys. We're all friends. We're all family. Like, let's stop being so contained in our little, you know, blinders thoughts. Oh, this is good for me because it's good for me today. And we're opening up into a bigger perspective that is hard to do. And sometimes we need these huge life events in order to help facilitate that, right?
Mm, yeah. I think the other side of that too is that when we are kind of self-contained and we are so introspective in that way, we're limited. We don't realize that we're limited, but we are, because we can only think in relation to our own human experience and our own perspective of what is really possible. But there really is so much more out there. And it's kind of funny. I go to like a prayer meeting once a week, and we were talking about this last night about, you know, how when we could tap into that wisdom that God has for every single one of us, that thing is limitless, you know?
Right.
So if we can change our perspective and put our focus there, then there's so many more possibilities that open up to you. Your world opens up, and your hope, the aspect of having hope is open to you too.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing Barbara Walsh. Barbara, how would you kind of summarize where we are today, living with purpose? What are some of the services that you offer to your clients, and how can people get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, let's see. Living with purpose. I think that it's a daily thing. For sure. And I think that it's kind of a walk, really. You know, it's like you have to kind of be open to, you know, meeting people where they are, at least for me, meeting people where they are and seeing how you can help them, honestly. You know, and that's kind of what I do as a health coach. When I work with people, I meet them where they're at. I help them to, make a pathway so that way they know they can actually reach their goal that they want. And that's usually in terms of, you know, things like nutrition, lifestyle, And of course, the biggie, cancer prevention. And also the other side of that is getting to the root really of what's going on deeper inside. So a lot of that has to do with how well people's metabolism is working, how well, you know, their thyroids are functioning, and how well their bodies are able to detoxify, and how they can keep inflammation low. And these are all things that could be precursors to actually developing cancer in the future. So that's what I do. And that's how I help people.
Nice. How can people get in touch with you? Website, podcast, social media?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram at good_nature_wellness. I'm on Facebook at Good Nature Wellness. I am a podcast host. Also, I have my own show. It's called the Good Nature Wellness Podcast that streams everywhere. And you can also get me on my website, www.goodnaturewellness.com. And if you would like, I have a resource that you guys could use if you're interested. It's basically called, it's all about boosting your energy levels without having to rely on caffeine and sugar and things like that. And it's called The Busy Woman's Secret to Having Energy That Won't Quit. So if you want to get your copy of that, go to my website, www.goodnaturewellness.com/secret-energy-freebie. And I'll be happy to send it to you.
Awesome. Wow, that's great to know. You have that freebie and helping people get that energy without that caffeine. Very needed. A lot of us have we schedule 10 things and we only have time for 8. So that is life, right?
Been there, done that.
Been there, exactly. It's so funny you say been there, done that, because Amor Trusesky, who is one of the past cancer survivors that I interview on this show, and her book is called Been There, Done That. So, and I'll introduce the two of you. I'll send a three-way text right after this.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, very cool.
You should have her on your podcast, and I would love to be on your show as well if you'll have me.
Oh my gosh, I'd love that. That would be amazing.
Awesome, awesome. Looking forward to it. Well, everybody, this is Barbara Walsh, and I'm Chris Janke signing off today's episode, Health in the Real World. Thanks, Barbara, for joining today.
Thank you so much.